Penguin Audio presents Leopard's Prey by Christine Feehan, read by Karen White. One. The bayou was no place for the faint of heart, especially at night. Alligators, snakes, even the occasional large cat preyed upon the unwary. Strange lights and mysterious sightings of everything from ghosts to vengeful creatures haunted the bayou at night. It was easy to get turned around, to get lost in the endless sea of grasses and the mist-covered cypress trees. One misstep and a man could sink below the ground and never find his way to the surface. Remy Boudreau loved the bayou. Night, day, it didn't matter. It was home, and it always would be. He loved the superstitions, the healers, and the magic, the food, the swamps, even the damn alligators. He loved the sultry heat and the golden sunset pouring into the water. There was New Orleans, a city he was proud of. No matter how many times nature or man slammed it, the city rose over and over, each time better and stronger. It was his city, his bayou, his swamp, and his people. The people in the bayous and the swamps went about their business every day without asking for a handout. They fished and hunted, shrimped and pulled in crabs for their families. If there was trouble, they preferred to handle it on their own.